The rally was held at the abandoned Delphi Automotive plant in Oak Creek. The factory, where 2,000 people once worked, shut down a few years ago. Phil Neuenfeld is the secretary treasurer for the state AFL-CIO. He says the building is emblematic of the economy's so-called jobless recovery.
It's this big empty plant. It's a good visual. It points to the impact of what's happening. But beyond the brick and mortar of a large empty plant is the fact that, you know, a lot of working families are really suffering.
The AFL-CIO is pressing for the passage of the Trade Act of 2010. Neuenfeld says it would reopen trade deals like NAFTA. It would also end fast-track passage of similar PACs. The latest such proposal would expand trade in the Asia-Pacific region.
It bypasses a number of reviews and committee hearings and those sorts of things. And we would like to see that replaced with a more thoughtful democratic process where people can have discussion, input, and then ultimately people, or rather our representatives, can vote on these different trade bills.
The Trade Act of 2010 is now in an appropriations subcommittee. Two Wisconsin congressmen are on the panel, Republican Paul Ryan and Democrat Ron Kind. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.